Good evening, everyone. I would like to call to order this meeting of the Community Relations by standing for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Will the clerk call the roll, please?
Mr. Sill?
Here.
Mr. Sill?
Here.
Mr. Chevarella?
Here.
Mr. Newberg?
Here.
And the meeting was called to order at 5:02 p.m.
Thank you very much. Number four is additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. Anybody have anything? Okay, I'll move that we adopt the agenda as given to us. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
Just to note for the record, this is a meeting of the Community Relations and Blight Committee of the Board of Aldermen, City of Derby, Thursday, February 27th, 2025.
Anyone from the public wish to speak? One more time, is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Seeing none.
Wait a minute, hold on. Let me just.
If there's anybody on Zoom that would like to speak, just unmute your microphone and state your name and address for the record.
Is there anyone on Zoom?
There's.
Okay.
Five people. So.
All right, hearing none, we'll move on to number six, Blight Department, Blight Officers Discussion. Armine.
Sorry, Ron. It's Randy Ritter, 283 Elizabeth Street. I was having a problem unmuting.
Oh, that's okay, Randy. Sure. Go ahead.
Is it possible to speak?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. I'm speaking in regards to item seven, which is the Derby MLK mural project.
Yes.
I spoke a couple of years ago to the previous administration and provided a list of locations that I hunted down in Derby and suggested. And in addition, I provided a list of names as well. I'm not totally aware of where we stand on that. I know that there are some names being discussed, but I just wanted to go through a few names that I have just to make sure that everyone's aware that we have a number of outstanding people from the Derby's history that should be considered for the mural. So
sure.
If I can go through that.
Yep.
I am past president of the Derby Historical Society, and I'm a member of the Derby Hall of Fame Selection Committee. So we've done some research, and you know, we have members in the Hall of Fame currently that would qualify, I believe, for the mural, including Ebenezer Bassett.
We have that one. Yep.
Yep. Quash Freeman, who was one of the black governors, and he.
What was the first name?
Quash, Q-U-O-S-H, Quash Freeman.
Okay.
He was originally, he came from Africa as a slave and became a free man, and he took the name Freeman, and he was one of the black governors from Connecticut.
Very good.
Mary Portis, who was the first female scout executive in the Boy Scouts of America in the United States.
One.
Yep. Horace Weston. Horace was one of the world-renowned banjo players, and he was from Derby. His biography is also in the Hall of Fame list. Molly Hatchett was one of the last of the Pagasset Indians living in Derby, and she made baskets. And Joseph Hong Mu is in the Hall of Fame as well, and he was a Chinese American who gave his life test piloting jets during the Korean conflict. Others that we have identified are additional governors, black governors. Quash's son Roswell Freeman was a black governor, as was a man named Tobiah, who was Ebenezer Bassett's grandfather. And then Eben Tobias, who was Ebenezer Bassett's father. And then there's Jubal Weston, Nelson Weston, and Wilson Weston, who were from Seymour, but lived there when Seymour was a part of Derby. There's also Jethro Martin. He was a the manservant to General David Humphreys during the Revolutionary War, and he was credited with recruiting other African-American patriots for the war effort.
Okay, I don't know how we choose from all these people. I know
it's I know.
It's only a six-foot mural.
Yep. Let me just go through a few more names. Mary and Eliza Freeman, they helped found Little Liberia, which is a free Black community that was in Bridgeport in the 1850s. And then more recently, there are the Goldson brothers. I think it's Pokey and Smokey, who were members of the 1937 Derby High Class B State Championship football team. And even more recently, you know, Jeff Collins, who passed at age 56 in 2021, lifelong Derby resident, Derby High graduate, sports athlete, and he was an Army paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division during Operation Desert Storm. And for 30 years, he was a coach, volunteer coach in Derby. Finally, a year ago today, I just learned yesterday, actually, a year ago today, Dr. Sherwood C. Lewis passed away. Dr. Sherwood Lewis was born in Derby in 1931. He passed away at age 92. He was the first African-American to achieve Eagle Scout rank as a member of Troop 3 Derby. He's a graduate of Derby High School class of 49. He had a BA degree in bacteriology from UConn. He was a first lieutenant in the Army, deployed to Japan and Korea in 1953 through 55. Got his master's in microbiology from UConn. And he was one of the first African-Americans to be awarded the doctorate in molecular biology at Brandeis University in 1963. And so he had a really impressive career. So I just wanted to provide that we have a long list of names of possible candidates for people who lived in Derby or worked in Derby that should be qualified for that mural. I had heard that possibly there were other names.
Should add to the mural.
What's that?
The city should add to the mural and have one right next to it.
Which
there's so many squares on this.
Yeah.
So right, that's a good idea, because we're going to have to leave somebody out. So maybe it would, if we took another block of it.
I did hear that a man, Charles S. Tatton, was being considered, but the Hall of Fame committee reviewed his impressive career. He's an amazing career in the Civil War and then as a police officer in Ansonia. But he, according to our research, he didn't come to Ansonia until 1890. He's listed in the directory in Ansonia in 1890. In 1889, he was listed in the Bridgeport directory as living in Stratford, West Stratford.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's important because Ansonia became a city in 1889. So if he came to Ansonia in 1890, he wasn't really, you know, I don't believe he would qualify. So
yeah, I didn't have his name. The only names I had was Mary Portis, Martin Luther King.
Okay.
I have a William T.
Yeah.
And Ebenezer Bratton.
Tatton, T-A-T-T-E.
Charles is on the thing we have tonight.
Yeah, so Charles S. Tatton, we're not showing that he's a citizen of Derby proper. He moved to Ansonia after it became its own city. So those were the points I wanted to raise, thank you for your time.
No, thank you.
And if you need any help, you know, feel free to ask. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Randy.
Yep.
All right, is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone else? Anyone else from the public? Public portion is closed at 5:12. We'll move on to number 6, Blight Department. Go ahead, Cameron. Thank you.
We've been getting in the process of finding two more leads. And I also found out from Matt, it's fine, I'm ready. We don't have to wait 60 days anymore. 30 days, if there's no response, if it's not remediated, then we can move forward with finding a blight. that'll speed up the process.
Mike.
Your mic on.
Property cleaned or start collecting money.
That's very good for neighbors, that extra.
Exactly, because that's where most of the complaints are coming.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So this week on Derby Avenue, I'm following 274. They got a fence that's, you know, just chunk of the driveway. It's just a terrible situation. The Diablo Bike Club, 126 on Hawkins. We're moving on that one.
That still has the cars in front of it? Or
I'm sorry?
Does that still have cars in front of it? Is that the one?
No, that's the tavern across the street. That's already in the process. Okay. And 860 Baldwin, the one off of Route 34.
Yep.
They asked for having a meeting with the mayor, and we're waiting to set something up. But I went by there today, and it's still a mess. So,
well, you can start it. You got 30 days to meet and do what they
got. He's already passed this. Next week, he'll be past this 30 days. This has been an ongoing situation. Yeah. All right. Have you, Rich, have you looked into the dealer plate for Dan's Garage?
I have not. Maybe Matt has.
All right, because I need to know. Cause,
did you pass that on to Matt?
Sure. And
what's the junk? Tell me what the is that the fellow with the car?
Yeah, no, he's got all the junkyard, the junk cars out in front on Roosevelt Drive there.
And he has dealer plates on them?
He says no, he has a dealer license.
Oh,
and that's his excuse for leaving the cars there, but they're junks.
Two separate pieces of property. The car's
got the garage on the left, which is inactive.
We'll take a look at it.
And then he's got the cars on the other, and he's got like probably a dozen cars.
Send me an email if you don't mind.
Yeah,
that would be great.
And have you heard from Attorney Capozzello?
Many times.
Okay, so you're working on that because there's a lot of money involved.
I've talked to him, you know, numerous times because that. Well, I'm talking about 77 Minerva. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
So, with respect to 77 Minerva, there is a massive blight lane. In addition to the blight lane, there is approximately $56,000 in back taxes and WPCA charges. So we've passed that information on to him, and we're waiting to see what, if anything, he's proposing.
He's got a potential sale on the house.
Well, I hear that. I keep hearing that.
Because they came in the office. And
I keep hearing that. I hear various things, right. You know, but I'm not – I think the city's position is we want to collect our money and we'll cooperate if on a short sale, but we'd like to see what the sale price is and how much money is going to,
and then
where's the money and where's it going?
He also owns 23 Anson Street.
I'm aware of that.
Okay. So
we have a foreclosure on that too.
Okay. So that's,
but today I don't see Pam. Is Pam here?
Yeah.
She's in the back. Today I understand Attorney Richard Coalition was trying to reach me by calling City Hall. I don't know why. He's an old friend. He knows exactly where I am. But
he wants to call me
on those two properties, and I'm happy to talk to him about that. I'm just throwing that out.
The owner of the property, Mr. Constantine, mm-hmm. believes that he has had the blight lien wiped out years ago. But nobody can find the paperwork.
No, there isn't. The best of my knowledge, that's all paperwork, and the liens are.
And we don't have it.
He didn't satisfy him. This is another fellow who apparently when he was notified of the liens go on, whatever he may think at whatever point. We've heard this before, haven't we, Ron?
I think so.
Yeah. Nobody has stepped up to pay the lien, to satisfy the lien
along the way, or
even made an attempt. So, you know, I don't know exactly where that particular property owner on the two properties that we just talked about, 77 Minerva, and what's the other one, 23?
23 Anson.
Anson.
Between the two of them, it's probably
over
$500,000.
I don't know where they think they're going, if they have a sale, I told them to basically show me the closing statement so I can see what it looks like.
Right. Okay, and I have some stuff that's pending. So I'll email Matt and ask if he can send me a list on, just so I know it's, because I send him stuff and then I know he's working on it. I just don't.
Oh, we've got a lot of stuff.
It's got a lot of stuff like that. Elm Street, you know what's going on with that?
I can't
speak to it. No, okay. There's that and the Over the Hill Tavern A lot of those are being foreclosed on.
And but they take time.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, you have to.
So that's basically where we are. So I'll email him on Monday and just ask him for an update on what he's got foreclosing and pending and whatnot. Okay.
I think we have we have approximately 19 foreclosures, approximately, because I know a couple have been resolved, but
right.
And then we have some that a financial institution is foreclosing, and we're parties to that.
Right. By the way, that's the one on Roosevelt Drive, the 1017, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have a lien on that, but there's a lot of taxes owed to the city
on
that.
That's a different issue.
Yeah. Right.
We'll find out.
Is that the one all the way up at the end?
Yeah, with all the junk in there. And the next door is where the fire was. Yeah, so. I called the attorney. There's still no foreclosure date. Mary Scalzo. Salato.
Salato.
She still has. I spoke to her a week and a half ago. She still doesn't have a foreclosure date.
We are in contact with her on many properties in Derby.
All right. That's what I have tonight. One more? Oh, yeah. 20 Clark Street.
20 Clark. That's the Whippy.
Yeah. Yep.
Defendant. Well, on that, I'm happy to report that over objection and argument and all kinds of opposition, the court entered a judgment of foreclosure by sale, and I don't have the auction date in front of me, but it's in April, at the end of April, and it will be going to foreclosure.
Hmm.
So that is being moved along.
Well, that's a good one, yeah.
But it's being handled by them, not the city.
Well, no, the city, you may not remember this, but the city.
Rich, you're talking to me.
The city.
I remember.
The city is a party to that foreclosure. Yeah,
right. All right.
But
okay.
We asserted our priority position.
Good.
The
that's a long one. It's a sad situation.
Yeah, the prior administration did not assert our priority position. We did, and I believe, and we have a motion to determine priorities that would assert our priority over the mortgage that's being foreclosed by Ion Bank in that foreclosure.
Okay.
So it's sort of a complicated one. However, it looks, if the judge made a reference in his decision, sending this to a foreclosure by sale, that there was $512,000 in prior encumbrances to the mortgage. So that could only mean the judge, it seems the court is in agreement with our position that our blight lien is in fact prior and right to the mortgage being foreclosed. So that is fairly significant. That's Whippy.
That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
And that building's in a sad state. The second floor.
It's a shame. It's such a nice house, but it's it's got to be torn down.
For years.
It's in rough shape.
Yeah.
Down in the basement.
Yeah. Years and years.
Okay. So that's what I have for tonight.
Thank you very much.
Questions? Good.
And I spoke with counsel about getting a list.
Yeah.
He's working on it. It's a one-page deal.
We have a spreadsheet.
Because I still ride around looking at these places, and I'm not sure whether he's got it or so we'll all get in line there. But thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else on Blight, Art, Dave?
Nope.
No. All right, we'll move on to number 7, Derby MLK Mural Project and Team Incorporated. Discussion, possible action. What do you guys feel now that we have some new names and to add and look through? What's your pleasure?
I mean, we got to definitely look into the Charles Statton thing that Randy was talking about. Probably take him off the mural. I don't have much more than that. That's the main thing.
Right.
Because they've been working with the community for a while now, right? So as long as they're working with them, I have no issue with a mural. As long as it comes from the community itself and not just teaming.
What about the additional names?
Oh, the ones that Randy listed off?
Yeah,
that's a lot.
So, I mean,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, not all of them are you know, African American, Black,
right, yeah.
You know, so
which is fine. I mean, we can have a mix on there.
May I just say those names were the last time this came up, all of those names were there for to be considered. So I don't know if they were or what.
Now, how long ago was that?
More than a year. Had to be a couple of years when they first started. It had to be because there were committees. So before it was before 23, when the committees were disbanded,
so it only got to the committee level, or did it?
Right.
Get to the committee?
It never came. You know, it came because there was an issue of, at the time they were still trying to do the fundraising part of it. So I don't know what I don't know. And like I said, we got based on things that have happened in the past with other monuments. I had the conversation with you, Mr. Sillin, and Mr. Morgan. It's better to have all the specifics worked out, because sometimes in the past there's like a vague presentation, lacking specifics, and then what people thought it was going to be, then
that's why I want to do it here, bring it to the full board, that it's all set, all the names, everything.
And we just got this email, you know, this email tonight from Mr. Morgan. So, you know, and he said, you know, they can't do anything until
they got 3 months before
the weather gets warm before they could even start. So it's probably, you know, probably makes sense to get all of the stakeholders around there. And, you know, maybe, I don't know what their process was in terms of talking to the community. I'm not quite sure what that was. I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer that. Ron, you're on the team board. I don't know. Did they say there was like a meeting where they had people come and present? I mean, they had people at that.
It could have been a private meeting. There wasn't at our board meeting or anything, but it could have been side meeting.
There's the MLK committee. So, I mean, like I said, he had said that, you know, they have time. Yeah. You know, there's time. Their goal is for Juneteenth.
Oh, okay.
So there's time because they can't even start painting until. So it has maybe, to be at least 50, like steady for.
Maybe I better entertain a motion to get this to our next meeting of the committee. In the meantime, I can get the list from Randy, get together with Mr. Morgan, and we can finalize a list next meeting, definitely, and send it to the full board. Do you guys think that's good? Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we could ask. That these things be emailed ahead so that this way you can make a decision based on everything that's clear, so there's no question about it.
So I'll entertain a motion to table till our next meeting. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Newberg, second by
second.
Mr. Chevarella. All in favor? So passed. All right, and look at that. We're at number 8 already. 5:26, motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Chevarella. All in favor? Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone.
Okay, for the folks that are online, we're going to stop the recording, and then the Property and Development Committee meeting will start shortly.
Can they add more people?
It's only an 8 by 6. I think it's 8 foot this way, but.